10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Is none other than my wife, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm doing just fine. I'm glad you could come on with me this morning.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Well, you are so welcome. And we were kind of talking about this over the weekend and talking about the different songs we wanted to play and the things we wanted to talk about. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I'll tell you that if people knew how much negotiation went into our playlists... I mean, like, we really, it's a barter. It's like, you know, are we going to focus on the 80s? Is this a misheard lyrics? Like, what is this? And right. Every time, no matter what, we always come down to, well, let's just play whatever we want.
Play
to.
Whatever
I mean, it happens
want.
Every time.
That's right. That's right. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to play whatever we want to. And the first thing we talked about yesterday was that, you know, we wanted to kind of have a little bit of a thing here where we're talking about where we've been traveling. And so the last place we went was Dallas, Texas.
That's right.
And so that brought to mind a song for you. And what was that song?
It was Cold Shot.
That's right.
It was Cold Shot. Because this also is one of the great misheard lyrics
oh,
of
really?
My life. Yes.
Okay.
This song, I thought for years he was saying something else.
What did
but it made sense to me also at the time. So it was just like totally believable.
Well, don't leave me hanging. What did you think Stevie Ray Vaughan was saying?
I thought he was saying, go shop, baby.
Go shop. Of course you would.
Yeah.
He had ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon.
Right,
so go
shop. Yep, absolutely.
That's a go shop.
It made
baby.
Sense.
Okay, wow.
It made sense to me. I sang it for years, and then recently, I don't know what. I mean, it was pretty embarrassingly recently. You looked at me and you were like, "It's a cold shot," and I was just like, "My life was ruined and wrecked," and I felt really dumb.
Well, and you didn't feel like you could shop anymore, right?
Well, no, that has not been abated whatsoever.
Well, tell you what, why don't we just play Cold Shot by Stevie Ray Vaughan? How about them
Great.
Apples? Here we go.
Your lips. when you paint, you showed your appreciation by walking out anyway, and that's a cool shot, baby. Yeah, that's a thing. And that's a cool shot, baby.
And don't forget to go shop.
Hey, it makes sense in my mind. That's all I got to work with.
That's all that matters.
It's all I got to work with.
Okay.
That's my truth.
Yeah, so that was our choice because we went to Dallas.
We went to Dallas. That's right.
We had to figure out, okay, who from Dallas ever sang a song?
That's right. Yeah.
Probably a lot of people, but...
Sure, but we went with Go Shop. I mean, Cold Shot. Whichever
right.
one.
Yeah. And we did have a good time in Dallas.
Dallas is cool. Dallas was cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very nice.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't hot at all. Like, we were bracing for this epic Texas heat. Now, we are both from Mississippi, so we know about some heat.
Yeah.
We went out there, and, like, it was unseasonably cool the whole time. I don't think that we broke out in a sweat once.
I don't think we did either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we did a lot of stuff, too. We went to the Dallas Art Museum and literally stayed there all day.
Yeah. It was Sunday. Fantastic. That Marisol exhibit.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. And we found out Marisol was still alive.
That's right.
I did not know things I didn't know.
Yeah.
Also went to, they have a very informative, well-done Holocaust museum in Dallas that I was not aware of at all.
Human rights and Holocaust.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was really well done. They have a large community of people who moved in from Europe after World War II. Lots of Jews, the Holocaust survivors. And the thing is great. And it's right across the street from the Sixth Floor Museum, which is the Kennedy assassination museum. And boy, that thing is... It's really done well.
And we saw the grassy knoll.
That's right. It was so thorough, and, you know, this video and all this stuff. I mean, it really, really well done.
The Perot Museum of Science. Man, it was great. That museum was great.
Yeah. So, folks, you're looking for somewhere to go for 3 days or so and, you know, just look around some. It was great, and the food was excellent.
Yeah, I agree.
We went to, I can't remember, the Terry Black. Terry Black's barbecue joint. And out there, it's not pork, folks. I know this is blowing your mind here. But they have beef. But I had the best beef brisket I believe I've ever had.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was good.
It really was. All barbecue is good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's all good.
As a food group.
Sure.
Yeah, it's good. All right, well, tell you what, we're going to push on here. The next song is, I love the Beatles, but I love to hear a good Beatles cover, too. And so this is a cover of Here, There, and Everywhere by Emmylou Harris. Here we go.
Here, making each day of the year, changing my nobody can deny that there's something there. Running my hands through his hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't. he's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love him is to meet him everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching his eyes. I'm always there to be there and everywhere, he's there and
a nice one. Very nice one.
I just want to shout out to Courtney, my sister, yeah, real quick, who just texted me and said, are you busy? So I'm on the radio, obviously making a huge impression on my family and my loved ones.
Are you busy?
Nope. Nah. Call me.
We're okay. Call me. We need to get Courtney back on the show pretty soon, and we'll see if she can join us back on the air. I think everybody's ready for the return of Courtney. Okay, I wanted to play some. We were talking about summer songs, and we were talking about, you know, Brian Wilson passed away recently, and let me tell you, that guy was, you know, I know, you know, people throw around genius a lot, but he really was a genius when it came to melody, you know, and he really knew what he was doing. In 1965 or 66, they came out with this album, and it had this song we're going to play next. It's called All Summer Long, and I'm telling you, I listened to that thing so many times, it's not funny. I mean, it's just, I listened to it so much that I didn't even hear it anymore.
Oh, yeah?
And so, I don't know, about a year or so ago, I remember that, and I listened to it again, but I just love this. I mean, it kind of, it's the nostalgia for a California that we never lived in.
but we have very vivid imaginations, and so I feel like we could really recreate that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been to California enough.
That's right.
To where we, okay, I get it.
Yeah, here we go. This is it.
I could invent an entire universe.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, and that's where I think maybe a lot of that genius was, it was making kids, you know, who were in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, feel like they were part of the California scene.
Oh, it's such a good feeling.
Isn't that something? All right, well, let's play this. This is All Summer Long by the Beach Boys, and I just want to thank Brian Wilson for being alive and doing what he did. Here we go. Let me say, 16-year-old or 15-year-old Willie was dancing around the bedroom when that was sung. I felt like I was a part of something.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe only music can do that to you.
Mm.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I think that...
Maybe other thing, what, playing golf? Miniature golf?
Miniature golf, yep. No, I think that some books can do that.
Yeah.
Right,
and a book that would make you want to get up and dance, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what?
I know what you're saying. I was trying to say that. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Here we go, folks. And here we go. Okay, so we were also talking about the Allman Brothers. I don't even know how we got to talking about the Allman Brothers.
Well, we were driving out to our friend's house.
Oh, that's right.
About a week ago, and I slapped it on. No, we were listening to Derek and the Dominoes, but then we were listening to the Allman Brothers on the way home.
That's right.
And I have been in a musical rut lately. Mm-hmm. I think it's just end of summer blues, that kind of thing. And I was thinking about, like, what could I listen to that'll sort of get me back to just whatever, you know, to feeling good.
Hit the reset button.
Right. Just a palate refresher, if you will.
Okay.
And I remembered the Allman Brothers. You always have the Allman Brothers, no matter what.
Yes, you do. And without further ado, this is Ain't Wasting Time No More.
Crying, been around here 3 long days, looking like maybe sometimes then you don't. But leave your mind alone and just get high.
Say that's what I needed to hear this morning. I ain't wasting time no more, Kim, because time goes by like
hurricanes. are you either waiting? What?
I was waiting.
Waiting on me?
No, I was waiting on you to finish that. And subway trains.
I didn't do forget. Don't forget the pouring rain.
That's right. We're not. Okay. That's a great song.
It is so great. And every time I listen to the Allman Brothers Greatest Hits, like, it's just perfect. There's nothing there that doesn't need to be there. It's all perfect.
That's right. They did it their way. And, you know, when you start thinking about, like, just how old, like, all those guys were, but especially Greg. I mean, he was writing like some heavy duty stuff,
like Whipping Post. How old he was?
I don't know. He was probably 20 years old. Maybe.
I mean,
21. Come on.
He sounds like he's like 42.
I know it.
When he's singing it,
I know it.
He's been in jail like a bunch.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
20 years old. 1920.
That's right. Well, that's it's an amazing thing, and I'm glad he was around to do that, because that stuff has it's lasted a long time, you know, it really has lasted a long time. All right, well, we were talking about let's see, another cover that I actually had never heard. I love this song, but I'd never heard this next artist sing it.
Okay.
So this is a cover. This is James Taylor doing the Leonard Cohen song, Suzanne. And man, he just, he really gets it. And Jerry Douglas is playing dobro on this, and it's kind of featured on the song. It's really fine. So here's James Taylor.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can see the boats go by and you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked out on the water, and Spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. Yes, and Winnie knew for certain only drowning men could see him. He said, all men will be sailors then until the seas freed them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, 'cause he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you beside the water, and she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. She shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds the mirror. You want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you can trust her, 'cause she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
All right. Well, I was mistaken about something there.
Yeah, I thought you were mistaken about this.
Yeah, that was not Jerry Douglas playing the dobro. That was somebody else playing the violin or viola or cello. And remember, children, there's always room for cello.
Oh, boy. There you go.
There I
go. That's the magic I live with. That's it. Mm-mm.
There you go. You love it.
I do. I really do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Okay.
You roll your eyes.
Hey, I roll my eyes, but then I laugh.
That's right. Okay. And now, did you have a story about
that
song?
Well, I just wanted to say about that song, I prefer that song as a poem. And I know that Leonard Cohen fans are going to probably throw rotten fruit at me as I walk down the street.
Yeah.
But I really do prefer that song as a poem, and here's why.
Okay.
When I was in high school, I took this English class, mm-hmm. and one of our longtime listeners, Eddie Eaton, took that mm-hmm. class with me.
Yes. So Eddie has been on here as a guest.
Yes.
Twice.
What, twice? Yeah. Yes. So shout out to Eddie Eaton.
Hey, Eddie.
Great guy. Anyway, so there was this song. That song was painted. Everybody who took that class and graduated high school out of that class, you took the class for like 3 years
yeah.
if you got in it. And you would get like a block on the wall, one of those cinder blocks that you could turn into some little painting to represent you.
Oh.
It was a big deal.
Yeah,
if you
I'm
were
sure,
in high school,
yeah.
it was a big deal.
Right.
But somebody else had painted the lyrics to that song on a bookcase in okay. that room.
Yeah.
And I had never been exposed to Leonard Cohen when I was in high school. And so I just thought it was a poem. And I thought that it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was just the most beautiful. I read it every day, five mm-hmm. days a week. Beautiful, perfect poem. And so when the first time I heard it, my mind was blown. I was like, who took this perfect poem? Anyway, that's the whole story.
Okay, well, that's a good story.
I'm sure it was riveting, but that's what it was.
No, that's a good story. I mean, all of this is about songs that move you.
Yeah.
And the only way that things can move you is if they are in your heart and your head.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. And I know all the lyrics to that
yes.
because I had read it so many times
right.
as a poem.
Wow. Very cool. All right. Well, let's push on here. I think we have some we were gonna talk about we were so fortunate to save our pennies and nickels for the last year or so, and we went to Argentina recently.
Yes, we went to Buenos Aires.
Yes, and boy, did we have a good time.
We did have a good time. That was my favorite trip that we've ever taken anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of winter there. Because
right.
they're opposite
yes,
us.
That's right.
And so we had to, one of us was like, oh, I don't need to take a coat. And so now I have a coat from both Canada and Argentina.
That's right. Because
I don't need a coat. Yes.
You truly did not think you needed a coat.
No, I really did need a coat.
But yes, you did.
So anyway, that's all over here. The country is beautiful. It is huge. Like 13 million people live there. It's bigger than Manhattan population
right.
wise.
Yes.
It has the widest boulevard in the world. Aside from a ton of culture, fantastic art museums and history museums. The parks were everywhere. They call it the Paris of South America. It's very easy to see why, because you felt like you were there. Tree-lined streets, and then the markets that were, the food was fantastic.
Yes.
I could go on and on about this. Obviously, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
There was nothing about the trip that I would change. It was beautiful. Yep. And one of the days that we were there, we decided to go to a tango show.
Yes.
So we go to the tango show, and Willie recorded part of it on his phone, and so he's going to play a snippet of that tango for you, and I hope the people in Argentina are cool with this.
Hey, they better be cool with it.
we did it.
That's right. We did it. It's done. And now let me tell you, that tango show was so cool. The orchestra there was two violins, a guy playing this accordion, a strange-looking accordion. He was the band leader, an upright bass player, and a pianist. And let me tell you, that show was 90 minutes long, and let me tell you, when they started, they never stopped playing, I don't think, for 90 minutes. It was incredible, and they did like tango through the decades and all that. It was really, really beautiful, very moving. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So here we go. This is some ill-gotten tango music that I stole from these people. So Let's see if we can hear this. All right, here we go. Oh, here we go.
Tango. That was so nice to hear again.
Isn't that cool?
It really was. It took me right back there.
Man, I'm telling you, these folks, they knew what they were doing, didn't they?
Man, those dancers were amazing, too. Be kicking up and flipping and turning and spinning and all this craziness.
All the costumes and everything. It was really, really a beautiful thing. Kim and I were tangoing while that was playing in here in the studio. Not really. I think I would probably fall and break a hip.
Oh. Yeah. You act like I would be any better at it.
Well, you would.
I'm sure I'd break an arm.
No, you'd be a good tangoist.
Okay, calm down.
Is that what you would call a tangoist?
I'm a tangoite.
Oh, a tangoite.
Tangoer.
Okay. Yeah, a tangoer. Yeah, all right. Well, but yeah, we really had a good time. And one day while we were in Buenos Aires, we took a ferry across this huge bay over to Uruguay. And we went to this place called Colonia de Santiago. And it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And it was the most beautiful little town you've ever seen, kind of sitting out on a spit of land, surrounded by water. And there was a church there that was built in the early 1500s. And just little shops and restaurants and just the most laid-back place I've ever seen. The only anomaly there is Kim was doing a little shopping, as she is wont to do. She was doing some shopping.
Yes, go shop.
Go shop. That's right. Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan tells you.
Just go do it.
Better go shop, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not
sounds
a
sounds great. Let's
yeah.
go.
She was doing some shopping, and I was sitting there, and the sun had just gone down, and we were waiting, had probably an hour and a half or so before the ferry went back over to Buenos Aires, and I was sitting in a little park there, and it got dark, and like I say, it was winter down there, so it was probably 50 or low 50s.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly.
Yeah, 52 degrees. So I mean, it was nice. You know, the weather was very nice. But I was sitting there in this little park, and I just got swarmed by mosquitoes.
I know.
And it was cold.
I know. It was crazy. The mosquitoes, I looked up, and you were like speed walking out of this park. I was like, what's going on? Is a dog after him or something? Nope. It was the mosquitoes.
Yeah. I guess the mosquitoes have learned how to live. Mm-hmm. They are very adaptable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what else? Speaking of things that eat and get eaten.
Okay.
We did not anticipate the amount of food that was in Buenos Aires, restaurants everywhere, everywhere, smaller, but the Italian food.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And we looked that up, and it seems that right after, well, around World War I, lots of Italian immigrants came into Argentina.
Yeah.
And then same thing after World War II.
Man, they brought that pizza, too.
They sure did. Man, that was good. I tell you what, with that sandwich we had in the San Telmo market, man, okay. I can't talk about it. I think about that still. Yeah.
God bless.
I know it. All right, well. So,
that's our trip to Buenos Aires. Hope you enjoyed it.
That's right. We did have a ball there, and the people were very friendly, and it was if you ever want to go somewhere, you know, that the people are friendly and your dollar goes a good long way, and it's a cool place to visit. You know, Buenos Aires is the place. I think. Yeah, I'd go. I'd go back there tomorrow.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. Long flight, but that's
part of it. Hey, it's cost of doing business.
That's right. Okay, so let's see what we're gonna do now. Oh, I'm gonna go have breakfast with a couple of friends after the show.
What?
This morning? Yeah.
Man,
you can come.
No, I have to go back to work. Some of us have to work at an
office.
Well,
I work.
I know, but God, you get to have more fun.
Well, okay, well. I'll tell you how it went.
Who is it?
I'm gonna go pick up my friend George, and then he and I are going over to over on Broad Street and meet our friend Charlie Perkins.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And so what I want to do, I want to play a song. Charlie Perkins and I were in a band together back in the 70s, the Columbus Flood Band. And this is one of Charlie was the drummer, and this was one of the songs that he sang. And every time I hear this, I think about him, and it makes me smile. This is The Faces with Rod Stewart on vocals doing Stay With Me. Rod Stewart and the boys tearing it up this morning. What a song. Wow.
It's a great song.
That really is a great song. Wow. I haven't heard that in a while. It always makes me think of Charlie. Hey, Charlie, I hope you're listening this morning. And that was for you. All right, we're going to push on along here. Kim, you had the next choice, and you chose something. You've been listening to some jazz lately.
Yeah, I have started getting up early in the morning. I've always admired people who start their day early.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been that person.
Yeah.
I want to be that person, though. I mean, in my heart, I'm like, I could be that person. So I started making myself get up at 5:45 in the morning. But I've been walking in the neighborhood, and it's been really nice. And I've been listening to other different things to kind of challenge my ear and my mind and stuff like that. And one of the things was this jazz just kind of mix. And I came across a song that I really liked.
Okay. And what is it?
It's by Charles Mingus. It's called Moanin'.
Okay. Well, good moaning to you. Here we go. That's one of your walking songs, huh?
I do love it. I do love it so much.
It's a nice song.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm sorry we can't play the rest of it, but it's another 30 minutes long. I think.
Okay. With apologies to Mr. Mingus.
That's right. We had to duck out.
It's okay.
That was the extended mix, I think. That's very cool. Very cool. I wonder who that was playing all the horns. Jim Spake could tell us.
If Jim Spake were only here.
That's right. Jim, who's that playing the horns?
Jim, send me a text message real quick.
Was that Jerry Mulligan playing the Barry? Who knows?
Who knows?
We might know. We might know soon if our resident expert gets back with us, right? Who
right.
knows? All right. Well, we're gonna slide on back to, probably 1972. Why do I keep winding up in 1972?
It's a formative year for you. There was a lot of good music coming out at that time period, too.
Yeah, it really was. And I used to listen to this album all the time. This is from Late for the Sky, the Jackson Browne album. His third album. Third, something like that.
But if Jim Spake were here, he'd know the answer.
Jim
to that.
Would know. That's right. Jim, after you call Kim, call me. Tell me which number album.
If only Jim Spake were here.
That's right. That's right. Gosh. Okay. So, but yeah. All right. Well, so we're going to do this, and I really like this song, and I do want to say something before we go here, folks. You know, maybe you've heard, maybe you have not heard. That Congress has clawed back a bunch of money that had been promised to public media. And we are public media. And they took out a bunch of money, and we need your help. This is all volunteer radio. If you like what we're doing here, please consider, if you can, please consider becoming a sustaining member. And I've heard so many people this week have told me that they've upped their monthly pledge.
I did. I became a monthly donor now.
That's
so
right. Yes,
like I don't even have to think about it. It just like magically
right.
happens.
Yeah. My friend Eddie, same thing.
Cool.
And several people. So people have been really helping out where we need the help. So, and we do appreciate that. All you have to do is go to WYXR.org. on your computer or your phone or whatever, and there's a button up there that says donate, and we need your help. So, you know, this is good stuff. It's about Memphis. It's about people. It's about having fun and understanding a little more about ourselves and our neighbors. And so we're glad that you take this journey with us every week. And if you can help out, please do. If you can't, we're just glad you're here anyway. So here we go, and Jackson Browne is going to tell you why he's walking slow.
Walking slow down the avenue through my old neighborhood. I don't know why I'm happy. I got no reason to feel this good. Person I'll never know. I
Jackson Browne. Yes, sir. It takes me back to 1972. Everything takes me back to 1972. I can't help it, hon.
It's okay.
It is okay, isn't it? Okay. Well, folks, we appreciate you being along for the ride this morning, and we thank you. If you tune in every week, or if this is the first time you've ever tuned in, we want to thank you. This is WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your FM dial or WYXR.org online. And we're going to get out of here with one last song because David's in the house. What's up, David?
Hey, everybody.
All right. Stay tuned for the new Soft Shoe Show coming up with David. Kim, what we got next?
I'm always going to sneak in an Elvis Costello song if I can. And so yes, we're going to listen to at least a couple of minutes of Big Tears.
All right. So we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Mm-hmm.